Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, my guest, Shira Sakharam, has been in Israel for 40 years.
Actually, 44 years.
44 years. Oh, my, I'm shortchanging you. Okay, you went, you're right, and you went there just in time to bump into this Six-Day War, and you've been there ever since. And you're the best person I know to ask the question. We see all these revolutions, at least trying to be, in the Middle East. It's the most amazing time, I think, in my lifetime, seeing all the upheaval going on in the Middle East right now. What is your prophetic sense, your biblical sense, as to what's going on and what will happen?
Well, you know, God's beloved people, the Jewish people, we hear all the time, well, we are hard-necked people, stiff-necked people, and that's not a very good thing to brag about. God has promised that he's going to bring the Jewish people back into salvation. It is in almost every single prophet. It's in the New Testament that the Lord is going to raise the Jewish people, bring them back from life from the dead. And so it's going to happen. Now, the question is, Sid, what is it going to take to get our people to turn around and seek God? Right now, the Jewish people in Israel are sick and tired of religion for the most part, because the ultra-Orthodox leaders are so, they're not what the people want. They're opinionated, they're ritual-oriented. The love of God is not seen. The love of man is not seen. You know, loving your neighbors, yourself, they're hard, and the country doesn't want that. But they don't know where to go. We have not had yet, the believers in this country, the freedom to really get the gospel across the nation. However, as we said yesterday, I think it was, that there are at least 15,000 people that are born-again Jewish believers. Do you know that years ago, when a Jewish believer went into the Israeli army, the officers there were very suspicious of them. They thought, okay, this is a cult, this is this, that, the other thing. Today, for the most part, the army is very happy to receive Messianic Jews because they know them as hardworking, honest people. And so even in the army, there's a testimony going out. Another thing, Sid, is that we are realizing our people here in Israel are not going to know that God is alive until they see miracles. And we, as a body, as in our congregation in Tel Aviv, we are beginning to pray for very, very sick people, people with cancer, people with going blind. And we're just saying, we're going to stand with these people and we're going to see healing. It is time. God has promised. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we are really stepping out there, and we are beginning to see some healings, and we're just not going to stop. This is what I believe is going to bring the Jewish people to know that Yeshua is truly the Messiah.
But the pressure that is going on right now, what is going on in these Muslim nations all around you?
Look, as you, I'm sure, have heard, The young people, the students, the educated, they're seeing Facebook, they're seeing Internet, they're seeing email, and they are seeing a different lifestyle that they didn't used to be able to see. They see that there's freedom, and the people in many countries that are democratic, they're not tortured. They're not thrown in jail for protesting. And so these people are yelling, freedom, freedom, freedom. They want freedom. And I think that they genuinely do. The problem is that if these authoritarian dictators go down, what's going to move in? It's going to be the ultra-extremist Muslim organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, but in the West, we sugarcoat them. Who are they really? Who is the Muslim Brotherhood?
This is the best explanation I've heard. Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood have exactly the same goals. The goal is to raise up a caliphate across the world where the world is dominated by Sharia law. That is the goal of both of these.
So what you're saying is these more moderate Arab nations, whereas these young kids are idealistic and they want the best for their country, are going to end up even worse than they are right now.
That is true. With the Sharia law, you know, if you convert to another religion under Sharia law, you are beheaded. That's what happens. It's a death sentence. And all of these things, you know, cutting off the hands of thieves and killing adulterers and all of that, that is the law. And that's what they're wanting to do. So I think that Egypt is one of the best examples. You see these young people that were down in Tahrir Square, you know, that everybody saw. And they were wanting freedom, freedom, freedom. But what in the latest elections, the certain local elections there in Egypt, guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood won the elections. And slowly they're going to take over. As I said, the goal of Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood is the same. The difference is Al-Qaeda comes in with their guns blazing. The Muslim Brotherhood believe that they can take over through elections, and that's the difference.
Well, okay, I can see the handwriting on the wall. It doesn't look good for Israel outside of God, but God. What in the world is going to cause a prosperous U.S. Jew to want to do what the scriptures say we're supposed to do, and that is immigrate to Israel? What in the world would cause us to want to go there with the big mess that you've just painted for us and that anyone that reads the newspaper knows?
Well, if we read the prophets, it's not just Israel that's going to have lots of problems. It's all the nations of the world. I mean, to me, personally, as an individual who is wanting to hear from God whatever I can, to me, Japan is a wake-up sign. I mean, that country has been devastated out of nowhere.
Do you see that as a forerunner, what's going to happen to other nations?
I think, just like I think it's impossible that it would happen to Japan, but it did. So why Japan? Japan, I don't think, has been any more anti-Israel than all the rest of the countries almost. So, yes, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And almost all of...
So what's going to happen to the United States if we do what Joel 3 says will bring a curse, and that is dividing up the land of Israel? What's going to happen to our country?
Well, God has a lot of natural disasters at his beck and call. And, I mean, just in the last couple of months, there's been terrific disaster in the United States, just natural disasters.
But it seems to be increasing with intensity.
Yes.
What is going to happen to American Jews? Because I see the handwriting on the wall in Europe. I see that Islam is spurring
Yes.
anti-Semitism like the world hasn't seen since the times of Hitler.
Well, What do you think about this? What do you think about the Standard & Poor's declaration that the U.S.'s economic standard is liable to go down within a couple of years?
So I think that's anyone with half a brain recognizes that it must happen short of a miracle.
Incredible. You know, when Britain turned against Israel and did not keep its word, my father used to talk about this a lot. He'd say Britain went in to World War II with nations that the sun never set on her empire. She came out of World War II with almost nothing, and she was very, very anti-Israel. If America loses its economic ability to produce, then it's going to be a second-rate country sooner than later.
So because I see this short window of opportunity, that's why we've launched Project 77.
Yes.
And this, I mean, I see God's mercy. I see God. I mean, I'm talking to Orthodox Jews that are coming to the Lord. I see the spiritual scales being removed from the eyes of Jewish people. And woe is me at this strategic set time to favor Zion if we don't heed that shofar call. And that's Project 77. We have obtained the names and addresses of 2 million Jewish households in the United States. God himself came to me in a dream and told me more Jewish people would come to know him through this book. Of course, I didn't have a book at that time, than anything I'd ever done. And history shows that this book is a God book. And we want to plant it in 2 million Jewish households. And everyone that becomes part of that by sending in $77, this gift, will not only get God's blessing, we'll not only probably see these people in heaven when they get to heaven, but we have a special bonus CD by Shira Sagaram called Four Signs of the Last Days. And when you see these, there's such warfare over these things, and the average Christian doesn't even know what they are. So everyone that becomes a part of Project 77 will get a bonus of that CD. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.